Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
You're listening to the Morning Mayhem live on 101.9 FM throughout Johannesburg and worldwide streaming on chifm.com. Keeping it topical and real talk radio, we've got some interesting topics today, and this one fascinates me. We're going to be chatting to Jackie Reed. She's an attorney specializing in corporate employment law at Herber Smith Freehills. Now, we know that the Occupational Health and Safety Act makes a provision that an employer has to insist on certain safety wear being worn by employees. But can your boss restrict what you wear in a normal work environment? Jackie, a very good morning to you.
Good morning to you. Thanks for having me again.
So, Jackie, let's just dive right in. Can your boss restrict what you wear to work in South Africa?
It will depend on a number of factors, which is most lawyers' response to any question, I think. So you would have a dress code amongst your policies and procedures in the workplace. Some employers don't have a dress code, but there may be something in the contract of employment which provides that you're required to dress in an appropriate manner. So it would depend on the nature of the workplace as to whether or not you would be required to wear certain clothing or not. So, for example, in a more corporate environment, such as a bank or a law firm, it's probable that you've got a dress code policy in place, and it probably provides that you can't wear certain clothing to work on certain days of the week. Or so, for example, some employers might have a casual Friday scenario where you're allowed to wear jeans and you're allowed to wear tackies to work. But the other days of the week, you should wear more formal attire. And or if you have a meeting on a Friday, you should wear more formal attire. And some dress code policies go so far as to specify what people are required to wear in the workplace, what's permitted, what's not permitted. And you must understand, in circumstances where you enter into employment and you sign a contract of employment, and the contract of employment provides that there are certain policies and procedures which govern the employment relationship. If you sign that employment agreement, you're agreeing to all the terms and conditions that are set out in those policies. Of course, in circumstances where your policy and procedure does not form a part of your terms and conditions of employment, but yet is something that you're required to familiarize yourself with and also as an employee and also comply with. And in the event that you don't comply, there may be sanctions that may result in that. But certainly in the, you know, the mining industry or in a factory scenario, you would certainly be required to wear personal protective equipment because that's required in terms of the Occupational Health and Safety Act or the Mine Health and Safety Act. So, and you would have obligations in that regard. And if you didn't comply with those instructions, then there would certainly be disciplinary action taken against you and possible dismissal.
So in terms of the safety equipment and the protective personal equipment in, that's provided for by the employer at their expense, the same applies in the security industry for security officers and even detectives in the police. When they go out of uniform, which was paid for by the state, they then get an allowance to allow them to dress smart as detectives. The question is in corporate South Africa, would it be an expectation of the employee that the employer should contribute financially towards that particular dress code if they expected to dress smart and look the part if they're working in the financial sectors, for example?
I'm not aware of any claims where employees have indicated that they believe that employers should pay for their formal attire. Certainly, you know, I recall when I was a candidate attorney starting out, you know, I went to the shops and bought myself some suits. And that's just the way it goes. I don't think that there would be a basis upon which, an employee could require an employer to pay, for their formal wear, in those circumstances, no.
Fascinating. It would be interesting to see if there was any CCMA or Labour Court rulings that came out either at arbitration or labor court itself where somebody was taken to task on a number of occasions for not dressing appropriately and they came back by saying, but we can't afford to dress appropriately because these are our expenses every month and we just can't afford to dress as smart as you want us to.
Yes, I think that, I doubt that it would get that far, to be honest, in a scenario where an employee is not dressing appropriately. I think that would certainly be an issue for the human resources department together with management to deal with in the form of a discussion, counseling, and so on, and determine what the reasons are for why the employee is not able to comply with the dress code policy. And in those circumstances, I'm sure that some arrangement could be made in terms of which the employee could be accommodated in order to ensure that the employee remains employed, because I don't believe that dismissing an employee for not being able to afford appropriate attire would constitute a fair dismissal, according to our courts and the CCMA. I don't believe that would be something that our courts would approve of. I think they would take quite a dim view. So I think that's certainly something that would be dealt with internally together with HR, and perhaps some kind of arrangement could be made in order to assist that particular employee. Certainly also in circumstances where, now a lot of employers are looking at diversity and inclusion as part of their policies and procedures going forward. And I think that would be something that would fall possibly under that umbrella of discussion, where we need to, recognize that people have certain limitations, and that they're coming into the workplace, from a different environment where, they couldn't afford certain things. So, I think that would be something that certainly employers would have to look at and determine how they would manage it going forward, because of course it might open the floodgates in circumstances where you have one employee claiming that the employer should assist them and there's some sort of agreement reached, and then of course you create a precedent in that regard and you would create unfairness in the workplace if you didn't assist everyone. So obviously it would have to be dealt with on a case-by-case basis, and the merits of each particular matter would have to be looked at and then determined from them.
Fascinating. Who could have thought workwear could be such a topical subject? Jackie, wishing you all the best for 2022, and thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much, and to you too and all your listeners.
Jackie Reed is an attorney specializing in corporate employment law at Herbert Smith Freehills.